What with COVID fatigue, I was wondering if the government were going to offer me an arts grant to keep folks amused. Alas, the government's coffers only offer me a social fund loan. It being a fair and equal opportunity society, I was rather concerned to hear Andrew Lloyd Webber has turned to rescuing damsels in distress with a production of Cinderella. Who remembers Sarah Brightman? More than slightly distressed knickers after the writer of Rats the Musical had finished with her. She knew him so well. After all the grooming and gaslighting. They say people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. Walking on glass is best when lives aren't left shattered and young women aren't forced to walk over broken champagne bottles. Webber's a definite pain in the arse. On the subject of gutter dwellers, Andy Pandy, the artist formerly known as Prince, often likes to come out to play. Alas, a duke no more, as with Webber, more of an ugly sister than RuPaul's Prince Charming. Handy Andy likes to be put in the picture about child abuse, so supported the NSPCC by embracing a minor or two. Just say cheese. Maybe Sarah Ferguson will take him back now. He's sure to be up her like a rat up a drainpipe. I always wanted a part with the X-Men. Deadpool to the rescue. Or to be straight to the point, deadpan. Many men seem to be confused as to if sniffing after jail bait constitutes child abuse. The police like to lay down a little ground bait with Walt Disney over the net for anyone who likes to bag sweeties and offer kids a lift. I'm sure Andy Pandy thought he was a top cat, but I'm not sure he swings both ways like a good cat flap. He likes the casting couch, and now he's been cast adrift without a rudder. If he keeps girls singing from major to minor, he could end up like the Prince of Pop, Peter Pan, and meet an untimely end with the crocodile clips. Apparently a hook used jailbait to reel him in. Jesus juice apparently made him feel like a real man, but after Home Alone, could anyone really say he was the cat with all the cream? So much for the man in the mirror. He ended up out to dry in the sun. I was looking on Grindr the other night, on the subject of sending to the Greek. We all could use a little axle grease. I hear Russell Brand knows a bit about nipple rings. A little electric blue could jumpstart the motor. Axl Rose reminds me of Live and Let Die. After all, who hasn't been seen working on an axle grinder recently? What the butler saw was somewhat more than the builder's bum. On the subject of olive oil, everyone knows it's best for Greek. Russell apparently ran the nosebag down low after playing A Man Called Horse. He's as clean as a mechanic's hand job. A wink and a nudge. I'm not one to smear a reputation with my dirty fingers. After all, Charlie says he's their one and only master. Fairy Snow is known to serve as an analogue to axle grease, and Russell used to enjoy a little social lubrication. The Spanish fly should be left out of the ointment. Now he's down on his knees in front of a vacuum. The universe abhors one of those, sucking it up because they pulled their dick out in public and made an awful lot of mess. At least I hear he's a base 16 kind of guy. I used to say I was hexadecimal, as most of my gender bending involves silicone, the kind you find in chips. I never knew a bag of chips could be non-binary till I saw the girls on RuPaul's Drag Race. Not wishing to parrot on, but polyfiller may need to be slapped on before I would offer up any pearls to those oysters. I've got a few wrinkles myself, but I'm avoiding the foundation for a cover-up, as I was never a fan of Sarah Ferguson. A pantomime dame would look more attractive. I quite fancied Paul Merton when he was with Cinders in Wimbledon. Not everyone likes a dirty scrubber down on their knees. Before you accuse me, Look at the stakes Russell Brand used to get in when it snowed for Christmas. Who'd kill Cock Robin? I'm still with the Fisher King. Michael Jackson thought taking the kids to Neverland would help him fly. On his way down to hell, he got to have a word with the angels. A bit like the sex addicts program of One Step, best foot forward, straight off the nearest high rise. Definitely one on the naughty list. Do spare a thought for the victims of Jeffrey Epstein. It looks like Big Willie did. Seeing as Epstein was found hanging around an American jail cell, it could have been down to Meghan. The Americans have Meghan's law. As I am wont to say, give us the list.